Hello, who am I speaking to?
And we have Miss Angie Duncan.
Angie Docton. Okay. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm off a recorded line here, and I'm the intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. And I'm assuming that you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you spoken to any attorneys at all regarding this claim?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm that you haven't signed any documents with any other law firms regarding it?
No.
Okay. And so that would be a yes that you did not sign documents, correct?
Yes,
Okay,
that's
got it.
correct.
Now, was it you that was using the Depo Provera?
Yes, I was on Depo.
You were on Depo, okay. And how many years did you use it for?
I want to say approximately maybe 2 years.
2 years. Okay, got it. And just to make sure I have your name correct, could you spell your first name for me?
Angela.
Angela, and your last name?
Duncan.
Duncan? Duncan? Okay, Angela Duncan. Got it. And do you have a middle name, Angela?
And
Anne, so ANN?
yes.
Got it. Okay. So this would be you, and you were the one who took Depo Provera for about 2 years. And just to make sure, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
You are. Okay. Got it. Now, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Well, I was diagnosed with the meningioma brain tumor. Well, when I first got the diagnosis, it was a little spot. Then
Right.
it turned into a cyst, and then it turned into the brain tumor.
I
So
see.
I caught it like it was like right after it was in 2009.
Was in 2009. Was that when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Do you remember in 2009 what month you were diagnosed?
I am not sure, but I'm seeing the same the doctor that's treating the
It's the
brain
same
tumor.
doctor. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Got all the information down.
Okay. Well, if you don't have it in front of you, that's okay. Was it at the beginning of the year in 2009, or was it at the end or in the middle?
It might have been in the middle.
Okay, so maybe around June or July.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the time being, I'll go ahead and put July. That's just approximate. Once we get the medical information, then we'll be able to proceed further. Okay, so if it was in July, was it during the beginning or the end of the month? It's okay if you don't know.
I am not sure.
That's okay. Okay, got it. So for the time being, I'll have July 2009 as a rough estimate of the diagnosis date. And what's your date of birth?
December 6, 1974.
1974. Okay, got it. And do you also know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera, or was it just you?
Was just me.
Okay, got it. So now I just want to make sure, just to legally, I have to make sure you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And now you used Depo Provera for 2 years, you said earlier, right? Okay. Now, can you confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah,
got it.
I was shot for about 2 years.
I see. And when you first started using Depo Provera, when was that?
Trying to think. I think Depo My depo shots were, it wasn't the time that I found out I had a brain tumor.
Right, that was in 2009, so it would probably be before that.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
You can just give me an estimate if that helps.
I want to say 2007, 8.
Okay, 2007. I'll go 2007 for the time being. So that gives about 2 years before you found out about the diagnosis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And did you stop taking it when you were diagnosed?
I had to have a partial hysterectomy.
I see.
Because I was having a hard time with my menstruation.
Mm-hmm. I see. And so you had that hysterectomy afterwards. Okay. So you did stop it around there then. It would be around 2009 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put July 2009 for the time being. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So I have this down here. And just to make sure, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Got it. And your marital status at the moment?
Oh, single.
Single. Okay, got it. And I'm just going to go over your name once more here just to make sure I have everything spelled correctly. Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A. Ann, middle name, A-N-N. And last name, Duncan. D-U-N-C-A-N.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And do you have any suffixes in your name?
No.
Okay. And what is your social?
It is 251.
Okay.
37.
37.
7123.
I'm going to go over that once more. 251-37-7123.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is the best email that we can reach you at?
Okay. It's A-N-G-I-E.
Yeah.
987-88. Okay. @gmail.com.
Okay, I'll go over that once with you. Angie, A-N-G-I-E, 98788 @gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And the primary phone number I have for you is 843-250-1349. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Is this your mobile phone or home phone, or do you just use it for everything?
It's a mobile.
It's mobile. Okay. And do you prefer to be contacted by phone calls, text, or emails?
Text, emails.
Text and emails. Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put down a text for the time being. And is the morning a good time to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, just to go over your current address.
Okay.
I'm ready for it when you are.
Okay. 2242.
Mm-hmm.
Olivet.
Got it.
Cemetery Road.
Is that in Mullins, South Carolina?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Got that down here. Cemetery Road. And you live right next to the cemetery. Oh, wow. I see. Okay. And I just want to go over this once more for you, okay? It's 2242 okay. Olivet Cemetery Road. City is Mullins. County is Marion County. State, South Carolina. Your zip code is 29574.
Yes.
Okay, very good. I have that all correct. Now, do you remember what your doctor's name that originally diagnosed you?
With the brain tumor?
Yes. With the meningioma.
I got it wrote down because I'm still seeing him.
To this day.
Every 2 years I go and see how big it's getting and I want it removed.
Right.
But he I don't know why he's so slowful about going ahead and just take it off, because my memory, a lot of stuff I can't remember. I just, you know, I have to write everything down.
Right.
His name is Dr. A-B-H-A-Y. Varma. V-A-R-M-A.
Okay, so it's Dr. Ab. I'm not sure how to pronounce the first name. Abhay? Abhay? But that's spelled A-B-H-A-Y. And last name is Varma, B-A-R-M-A.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what hospital is that?
That's M-U-S-C. Sure.
M-U-S-C?
Uh-huh.
Is that M as in man or N as in nanny?
M as in man.
Okay, M-U-S-C. Got it. And that would be in Marion County as well, right?
Charleston.
Yeah. Okay, give me one second here. I'm just pulling up the hospital. Charleston, South Carolina. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And would that be 171 Ashley Avenue?
Yes, he got a little different offices, so that's one of them. Yeah.
I see. That's one of them. Okay. And the name of the hospital is MUSC Health University Medical Center.
Yep.
Okay. And I do have a phone number here for the medical center. Do you have one for yourself, or should I just use the one I have?
Well, I got a number too.
I'll take yours.
What I got. 843.
Okay.
792.
Got it.
7700.
Okay, got it. And in the past, have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay.
My brain is a 9.
I see.
9 mg.
Yes, yeah. I'm very happy it's benign. It's really good to hear. I know it's a small percentage that do actually have cancer, but it's a good thing that yours doesn't. And if I may ask, the doctor that diagnosed you, was he the same one that's going to treat you? Or has he done any treatment at all yet?
He hadn't done nothing but just watching the growth.
Really?
And yeah, I'm thinking about finding me somebody else. Because I've been following him all the years, and he do not want to, even though I tell him that my memory is, you know, is whack. But he still refused to remove it unless I start having seizures.
So he's just been basically observing it for the last 10, 14 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I see. It's definitely not a good thing. I'm sorry to hear you haven't been treated yet. Okay. And do you have any types of medication that you take regarding it?
Well, no. I just have like the real bad headache.
Yeah.
And I be using Excedrin migraine.
Yeah. Okay.
So
does he give you any painkillers or anything for those headaches?
No.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Got nothing.
Okay, and that was most of the information that I actually needed at the moment. Give me one quick second here. I'm just going to go over it with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you were diagnosed we're going to say July 1st, 2009, diagnosis date, and you were born December 5th, 1974, correct?
December 6th.
December 5th, right? Oh, 6th. Okay, sorry. I got that wrong there. Let me go ahead and correct that.
Okay.
Okay, so it is December 6th, 1974.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Got that correct. And your full name here is Angela Ann Duncan. Your SSN, going over that once more, 251-377-123. Your primary contact is angie98788@gmail.com. And I have all the other dates here. Okay, very good. I just want to make sure, do you have medical records for your diagnosis at home?
For the brain tumor?
Yes.
I think I have them on CDs. Mostly. I got them on CDs.
On CDs. Okay. Well, if you did, would you be able to mail them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if not, we can always pull the medical records from the hospital as well. Okay, for my last question then, we do need an emergency contact, or we don't necessarily need it, but if you have anybody that you trust, if we're unable to contact you, we can contact them to continue your case. Is there anyone that pops into your mind?
Yes, William Wolf.
William, and do you live with them or do you not live with them?
Yeah, I live with him.
You live with them. Okay, so it's William, and what's the last name?
Wolf with
How
the
do you spell
E.
that?
WOLFE.
Okay, got it. Well, and what's his phone number?
Is 843-54-4070.
4070. Got it. And who is this person to you?
My fiance.
Oh, your fiance. Okay, very good. Got it. And do you know if he has a contact email? It's okay if you
Let's
don't have it
see.
at the moment.
Yeah, Wolf, WOLFE, William, 82 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, and I'm just going to make sure I have the last name spelled right. Is that WOLLE?
WOLFE.
WOLLE.
FE.
FE. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. WOLFE, just like a wolf. Okay, there we go. Got that correct here. Okay, and the address would be the same address that you live at.
Yeah.
Okay, got that here. All right, so that was everything. It does look like you do meet the criteria for the law firms that we work with. So I'm going to go ahead and send this over here. Now, you should get this. Would you prefer the documents to be sent to your email or to your text?
You can send them either one. Either
Either
one.
one. Okay. I'll go ahead and send to both of them. You should get those in just a second here, okay? And let me know if you do. It should be within the next 5 seconds. There we are.
Okay.
Okay, so those documents, those are for the medical release form, so we're able to actually get the medical records from the hospital, as well as allowing the law firm that contacts you to be able to work on your claim. So after you sign those, what happens is that you'll get a call from the attorney in the next 24 to 48 hours confirming all the information we went over, and that's when your claim is set through.
Okay.
So let me know when you are able to sign those documents if they pop up there.
Okay, I see him.
Okay. I believe it should say continue in the bottom right or the upper left. And then there should be yellow boxes over the areas where you'll need to sign, as well as initial in certain areas as well.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let me take a look here. Is it raining in South Carolina right now?
No.
No, it's not. It's a good temperature outside. I know it's getting a lot cooler.
Yeah, it actually feel pretty good outside.
That's amazing. I'm glad it's a nice day outside. And yes, I did get your signatures on these documents. So basically, the next step for you is to answer the call from the attorney in the next 24 to 48 hours, and they should give you a call in the morning. Now
Okay.
they're going to go over the information, verify everything's correct, and your claim is set through. And that's the entire process. So should be a 5-minute phone call after this. But I appreciate your time. I sincerely hope you're able to get the help that you need regarding it.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, and thank you for speaking to me. Bye-bye.
All right.